Angela Alley was hired by the Pittsburgh Public School District in December as the Director of Equity. The district's Office of Equity was created 25 years ago by the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission in order to advance achievement for African American students. Alley graduated from the Pittsburgh Public School System and later returned to teach. Most recently, she was a principal at Propel Charter School. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider sat down with her to talk about her charge of eliminating racial disparity.
It's important that when we think and talk about equity, we're thinking about the entire system, classroom instruction being one part of that. And so it's important to set up your classroom in such a way where you know you are willing to do whatever it takes for the students to be successful. What that starts with is an inherent belief in each learner's capacity to be intelligent. Taking that stance, that for me is first and foremost.
Specifically, how do you get there? How do you get to that level of cultural competency within your teaching staff? And how do you equip students to know that, you know, it's bigger than them?
Absolutely. You need leadership at every level, communicating and articulating that as part of the mission. It's not some elephant in the room that we're not discussing. We've just adopted a definition for culturally relevant pedagogy that we are going to be doing a lot of professional development around. You're looking at educators who are going into these schools knowing that they are leading their teachers and their students and families from that moral imperative. That's something that I won't sit here and say to you that it's impossible to teach, because that's something we're really working hard to do, is really shape people's beliefs by giving them the information. A lot of people don't realize the many ways in which the system works to produce inequality. And so it is our belief that if you had a better understanding of how we got here, that this is something that we're in a position to do something about, the hope is that you use that information to develop the will to do something about it. And we need principals who take on that moral imperative and lead with that social justice orientation.
So without doing these projects and one-time initiatives and one-time teacher training, how does that become part of the system? And I mean, you're charged basically with systemic change, which is huge.
Yes, it
and
is huge.
You have a lot of support doing that, and it's not, you know, it's not just falling on you. But how do you start to do that and chip away at this issue that has plagued multiple administrations within the district?
Absolutely. What I tell myself to not get overwhelmed initially is that it is a process, and we're right now able to develop students who can lead that work. That's what gives me hope, is this idea that we don't have to start and finish right now in this term. This is work that is your life's work, that if you do it right, you are bringing other people with you who can sustain the work.
Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me.